BBC Radio Sheffield, it's 10:43. Now, you're listening to Becky here on BBC Radio Sheffield, and this is a tale from now over the pond. One little girl, Francesca, who lives in America, nearly lost her favourite teddy bunny in a fire at a restaurant in New York. Luckily, though, he survived and is now the topic for a new book, Just Bunny and the Great Fire Rescue. The book has been written by mum Janine. Jean and Francesca are in Sheffield for a family Christmas, and they are here to tell me about it right now. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You are more than welcome anytime. Hello, Francesca.
Hello.
You excited to be on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've just come over. I'm going to get to the story in a moment, but you got relatives here?
Yes, my mother-in-law lives here in Sheffield.
Okay, so your husband now, he's a Sheffielder, is he?
He's a Sheffield boy, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what we like. So how was it? Have you been over here before, Francesca?
Yeah, I go here every 2 years. I've only had one Christmas at my house.
Have you? So you're over here all the time. I love your accent. So, so cute. So basically then, this sounds like a little bit of a scary story about sort of being involved in a restaurant fire. What happened?
Well, we were playing at a park in Tribeca in New York City, and it was a beautiful late summer, early fall day, and we got too late to make it home in time for dinner. So I just quickly said, oh, let's jump in here and get a quick quesadilla at this Mexican restaurant. And we went in, sat down, and as soon as we sat down, they said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to leave. There's a fire in the kitchen. And as soon as he said it, I knew it because I could smell it, because I had been in a fire myself in an apartment building long before the kids were born. And so I recognized the smell right away. And so I grabbed the kids and out we went. And we just went outside and said, oh, boy, that was kind of scary, but we still have to have dinner. So we'll just go to this restaurant next door, because in New York City, you know, you see things going on across the street and you go, oh, well, it's happening over there. We're fine on this side of the street. So that's pretty much what happened. We just walked into the restaurant next door and ate dinner there. And as we were packing up to leave, Francesca realized she did not have her bunny.
Oh, no.
And I knew right at that moment, I said, oh, no.
my little girl was the same with an Iggle Piggle when she was little.
Yes.
So how old was Francesca then? How old?
Francesca, 6 and a half.
Oh, no. You're 6 and a half now. But when it happened, you were...
Oh, I was 3.
You were 3.
This is brilliant. What's your bunny called? This is your bunny here that you've got with you now, which you are holding on to very, very tight. Have you had this bunny since you were born, Francesca?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's so special about this bunny?
I just love him a lot. My dad's friend gave it to me.
Did he? Mm-hmm. And is he very soft? What's he called?
Bunny.
Maddie?
No, just Bunny.
Just Bunny. Just Bunny will do.
Sometimes I call him Frankie.
Sometimes she calls him Frankie Bunny, but mostly he's just Bunny, which is why the title of the book is Just Bunny and the Great Fire Rescue.
I kind of just want to hear Francesca talk all
I know.
So cute.
I feel the same way about just British kids.
Do you? Isn't it funny?
It is.
We need to meet. Our children need to meet together.
Exactly.
That would be hilarious.
Just all cuteness all
that's
the time.
That's it. So... this is not the only adventure that Bunny has been on, is it? So Bunny had been in a fire.
Bunny's been in a fire, yes.
Bunny's got lost at my friend's house.
Oh, no.
Bunny was lost in a bicycle, basket, basically a closed
what?
Basket.
I put him in there to bike around the apartment.
And then we just couldn't find him. So he was lost in there for about a week.
He's a naughty bunny, isn't he, at times, Francesca?
He's been left in many, many, many places, and he's always been recovered.
Oh, and like the new book is coming out, Just Bunny and the Great Police Pursuit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going to be the next book.
So let's talk about the one that is out at the moment, right? So this is what made you write this book? Is this something that you've always done? Have you been a writer before? What made you do it?
No, I'm an actor by trade, and this happened to us, and once it happened to us, I realized I had to do something to thank the FDNY, the Fire Department of New York City, because
they found the bunny.
They also rescued me from a fire, and having been through 9/11 and everything else that had happened, I had so much respect for the fire department, and I'd never really done anything to thank them. And I thought, well, let me write this story, and I'll just... we were going on a field trip to the fire department, the fire station that had responded to the fire. So I said, well, I'll read it during the field trip. I'll write it, and then I'll read it as a thank you to them during the field trip. So I did. And then once I did that, you know, the people that were there said, you should really make this into a book. You should make this into a book. And so I thought about it. And then it ended up happening. So it was one of those things.
This is so, it's so, so cute. It's a proper, it's like a hardback, you know, children's book, but obviously it's got a big tale to it. I mean, you just mentioned there that you were involved in 9/11.
Oh, no, I wasn't directly.
You wasn't there?
No, I wasn't there directly, but I've had a lot of friends that lost a friend in there. And yeah, so it was one of those things where it was having, you know, lived in New York City for that long and gone through that. I just, you know, had a great amount of respect for the fire department. And then when I was in a fire in 2007, I was directly rescued by the FDNY.
Wow.
And so, and then once I went through this, I said, oh, you know, I have to do something. And then I just felt also that the fire department is such a huge part of the culture in New York City. And they're so wonderful with kids. They do so much with kids. And pretty much every time we'd be walking around the city streets, anytime we'd see them in the fire truck, that my kids would wave, and they would always wave back.
Amazing.
No matter what they were doing. So the last image in the book is of the firemen waving at the girls in the fire truck. And I just, that was really the, you know, the crux of it.
It's funny because I've just gone onto that picture, that picture there of them waving. How gorgeous. How is the book illustrated? Who did the illustrations on this?
So the illustrations were done by a wonderful woman named Anna Sebastian, who lives in Spain. And she actually works with my publisher, Mascot Books. And so they hooked us up. And she just, I looked at a lot of different illustrators, but she got the vision right away. And she really got that essence of New York City, which was pretty funny considering that she lives in Spain.
Yeah.
But she really got it, and so I just love it. It's got such vibrant energy to it, and the colors are just really fun, and I think she did an amazing job.
And this looks like you, Francesca. It's
yeah.
a definite picture. Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be made into a cartoon with Bunny.
Yep.
How amazing is that?
Yeah, and her sister's in there, too. She's got a little sister. She's in the stroller, and I'm in there. It's pretty funny.
It is. It's very, very cute. Now we're having a song. It's brilliant.
Bunny's singing for us.
Bunny's having a game. Honestly, my day doesn't get much better than this, I can assure you. So how many more, are you going to do more Bunny books? And is this the plan?
The publisher's interested in making it into a series. And I had some ideas of being able to thank other organizations like
you
the
Fire
Department.
You know what's coming, don't you?
Yes, what's coming?
I think we're going to have a new Peppa Pig on our hands, aren't we? You know what I mean?
Fantastic.
Can we stay friends? That would be awesome.
Yes. Can we have a Just Bunny World? We'll have to have it a little closer to Sheffield, though, so we can actually go sometimes.
Oh, see, this would be exciting, wouldn't it? That the bunny could have sort of like a New York stroke Sheffield accent.
Yes.
That
would
honestly
be perfect.
My mind is going into overdrive you right now.
I think you need to be involved.
There's something there. Where can people get this book from, darling?
So you can get this book. It's available for pre-order now on Amazon. It's available in February. So you can pre-order it now and you'll get it in February. But it's also available on mascotbooks.com and at justbunnybooks.com. So you
Fantastic.
Can go to any of those websites and you can pre-order.
Well done. Good luck with it. Our listeners, they need to know your story, Francesca, of what happened when you were flying over here. What happened?
So I was at my friend's house and we were playing, and I asked if I could get something to eat. So what I did is I got something to eat, and then I almost swallowed my tooth.
What?
Until I put my hand into my mouth and pulled it out. And then I showed Larry, and then he started giving me a bag, and he actually checked the flight to see
We were leaving that night to go to come to England, so she was wondering what she was going to do with her tooth, right?
Because of the tooth fairy and you being on the flight, and you were a bit worried that the tooth fairy wouldn't come.
Yeah, so Larry gave me it, and he actually checked to see if there were any empty seats, so there were, and... And the tooth fairy actually got one, stuck into my pocket, and got it. So once we woke up, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
On the airplane.
On the airplane, yes. I asked my mama asked once we landed if she could have my tooth, so I could
hold on to it.
Yeah, so she could hold on to it tight. And I reached into my pocket. All I could find was 2 English pounds and $5 bill and $1 bill.
No.
Well, the $1 bill was from was from
$1 bill was already there, right?
It was already there from
this is an already... expensive tooth there, Francesca.
Yes,
right, very
expensive tooth.
But the $1 bill was already there from the taxi man who drived me there.
You are, when this film is made about Just Bunny, I think there's nobody else that's going to be able to play you apart from yourself.
No,
Francesca,
that's true.
That is a definite fact. Listen, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm so glad you've got Bunny, right? And thank you for telling your Tooth Fairy story. I mean, obviously, very special girl, the Tooth Fairy, visits you on an aeroplane.
I mean, how often does that happen?
Dean, thank you so much, darling, and good
thank
luck
you.
With everything.
Thank it's you very much.
Pleasure to meet you all.